and welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. This is our predicted lineup for Lille v Aston Villa in the Europa Conference League quarter final. This episode is brought to you by SofaScore, the quickest live score app at your fingertips. You can get momentum bars, match stats, average positions, heat maps, you name it, you can get it on this app. So you can scan the code that's on the screen now, or you can click the link in the description and it helps the channel out massively. Download it for free and your support is absolutely huge. So on this episode, we're going to take a look at the two teams in the first leg. We're going to have a look at the second leg, tactics, tactical pad. And we're also going to take a look on SofaScore as well. So what is the one word that we see Unai Emery using time and time again on a match day? And he says it quite a few times when he tries to get his point across. And that word is calm, 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 calm. And that's what's needed. And that's what this whole team has been built around. Calmness and being calm in many different aspects. Being calm, playing out from the back in tight areas, believing in yourself, but being calm. And everybody taking a breather when you've got the ball. And that's something that we see so often in this Aston Villa side. Being calm and not losing your heads. And this all helps with having maximum control in a game. Being calm. And also playing in difficult away games. In my life, Sporting Villa, we've lost a lot of away games. But under Unai Emery, we win a lot of away games. We go to difficult places and win because we are calm. And it's just absolutely massive. And it's a trait that I think is underrated in this Villa side, but it's a trait that's absolutely massive. And we're going to have to be calm on Thursday against Lille in a raucous atmosphere, in a high tense environment. But being calm, because it's ingrained in our Villa DNA, it's not new to us. It's not difficult for us. And that is a massive positive with going into this game, our calmness. And we see when we can see goals, Unai is going, calm, 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 calm. When we make a mistake, when we are too quick for him, when we're just knocking it out with a long kick out for a throw-in, he's saying, be calm. This team is built around being calm, and it's huge. We saw it against Brentford. We had a mad flurry of conceding three goals, and he just wanted us to be calm. And then we calmed ourselves down, and we got back in the game. So up the calmness. Right, let's go. Let's take a look on SofaScore then. And we'll take a look at the reverse leg of what we saw. And then we'll try and paint a picture of how I feel we're going to play going into this leg coming up. So in the comment section down below, let me know your thoughts. I know we're all buzzing at the minute. So just keep that positivity going. Keep those positive thoughts going. And only positive things will come our way. Up the Villa, right. So here we have the average positions of Lille against Aston Villa. So to note, some of the good things that I think they did really, really well is they pressed us well, they were aggressive, and I think their defence and midfield were brilliant. But what Villa did is we nullified their front three, their most dynamic players, which was a plus point for Villa. But Lille had more control than Aston Villa in this game, which was my worry on the fan cam going into this next game. Obviously, we've beat Arsenal and I'm feeling really, really positive. And I think Unai, this is his bread and butter now. A European away game, 1-0 up, he's having it. Right, so here we go. So their good points were Ismaili down that left-hand side. And you can see from their heat maps how their front, or how their back four and midfield three were really good in this game. So we've got Yoro, we've got Santos, we've got a midfield two of Bentaleb and Andre, and then Haraldsson is the one that I mentioned before the game that will drift a little bit further away from that midfield two and will help support Cabella and Jonathan David up top. And that's what we saw in this game. You can see from his heat map, and he's basically in that midfield three. So the midfield three of Bentaleb, Andre, and he's a little bit further away from the other two. And then we've got Gudmundsson, but we've also got Cabella, who didn't really do much. We've got Zagrova on that right-hand side, didn't really offer much. And we've got Jonathan David, who as well didn't really get on the ball too many times and especially wasn't really in our 18-yard box. So they played really well. Their shape was good. And I think they pressed us well. From a Villa point of view, we didn't have control. And we didn't have control because you can probably see from this graphic that there's one area of this pitch that you could have drove a double-decker bus through and there's not a Villa player anywhere near that double-decker bus that goes bulldozing through our midfield. And it's that area from Diego Carlos to Yuri Tielemans. The gap's too big. It's far too big for me. And that is a reason why we didn't have control. That is a reason why our double pivot of Tielemans and Douglas Luiz weren't as dominant in this game. So that needs to be shored up a little bit. And I imagine in an away game, away, we're going to be very, very tight. So that's something that gives me a little bit more positivity that we will have a bit more control in this game. But we'll take a look from a Villa point of view. Konsa in and around the halfway line. Luke Dean in and around the halfway line. Didn't really get too far forward. So if you're looking at our threat on that left-hand side, they really did nullify Luke Dean quite a lot. We've got Pau Carlos, double pivot of Tielemans and Luiz. You know, not really too heavy in that defensive area from one of them, which is what you kind of need from a player, especially Tielemans. You know, he really needs to have a bit of a bigger red heat map in and around those zones. Bailey was a bit quiet. McGinn was quiet. Watkins was a big threat in this game. And Rodgers as well. Defensively was working well, but, you know, wasn't getting too far forward. So all in all, you know, I think we can all see the one area that needs to improve against Lille in the away leg. So we'll go now and we'll have a little look at the tactical pad. And I've spoke about Villa being calm. And the one calming aspect of this is that we are 1-0 up in this game. Now, I'll take you back to every single away game that Aston Villa play. What do we want to do? We want to be 1-0 up. We're 1-0 up. And this happens. And I can take you all back to this moment of Villa being 1-0 up with Emi Martinez with the ball right there. And he's got his foot on the ball. We're 1-0 up. And what do the opposition have to do to Aston Villa? Now, Lille played a brilliant game away at Villa Park. They were really, really good. Can they get to that level again and be better? Because they have to be better because they were great and lost. And we were, I would say we were below our dominant standards at home. I don't think we were as good, even though we won the game, which was perfect. So what's going to happen? Well, we're already 1-0 up. And I spoke about this on the match preview yesterday, that we take a goal lead into this game. So how do I see the first 10, 15 minutes going? And I see it with this. Emi Martinez, foot on the ball. Come and get the ball off me. Lille can't sit back. Lille fans won't allow them to sit back because they're losing in this game. So what's going to happen? Boom. And we're just going to go boom. He comes over here, moves space. We've got midfielders that are going to be moving around. And we're going to be able to move the ball and manipulate the ball through Lille, having an aggressive press. And that's the massive advantage that I think Aston Villa hold in the early stages of this game. We are going to control this game from the very first minute because we are the team that's leading and we can play in tight areas. We can play defensively in these areas. We can go very, very deep. And that's what we did against Arsenal. We were defensively very deep. We knock this ball around from this distance. And then what this distance allows Aston Villa to do is it allows the opposition to come forward at us, which then leaves space for midfielders if they go man for man. And then we are able to isolate defenders. We're able to isolate defenders like Yoro, Diakate, Ismaili, because there's a heavy, heavy press. And what happens is when teams press Aston Villa defensively, when we're playing it from the back, we're creating a distance and a gap. and the gap between Villa on the ball defensively to Villa's attacking areas, such as Ollie Watkins here, and that ball can just go boom here. Hold up play, link up play, we move. We've got players in these areas. We've already took out players in these areas. And that's key for Aston Villa's build-up play. So that area of this game, I think, is going to be massively important for Villa. And the one player who's going to be pretty much Villa's most important player in the early stages of this game is going to be Emi Martinez. Because when we play out from the back and teams tend to go man for man against us, Martinez is always the spare man. And that's the beauty of playing against a team that are going to go man for man. So we're always going to be able to find the spare man in Emi Martinez. And then it's his decision making to knock these balls to these players that are in those areas. So that's just an observation that I've made that I think is going to happen early on in this game. Aston Villa's control through controlled possession, which is going to be very, very important. Obviously, we need to have control over the course of the whole game. But I think when the game gets deep in later minutes and Lille have to come at us more, there's going to be more space. There's more space for Aston Villa to exploit. We already know that this season that we can either play possession-based football or we can go fast and direct. We've got two weapons. And during a game, we can play both weapons if we want. We don't have to always play just one way. We've got two different options. So that's just an area of this game that I think Villa are really going to have loads and loads of joy in. Now, I do think there's going to be one change in this lineup for Aston Villa compared to the first leg. So my lineup is going to be as follows. Emi Martinez in goal. Konsa at right back. Great to see Cash back on the bench. Carlos, Pau and Luca Dean. I'm going to go with Youri Tielemans as the deepest line player. And he has just got to be just a little bit more aware in this area. He was absolutely incredible against Arsenal. He was literally a joy. He was so good. Douglas Luiz comes back into the team. So Douglas Luiz is back, refreshed, raring, ready to go. So Rodgers is back in. No, Luiz is back in. Rodgers, for me, is out for this game. Now, I've recorded this before the press conference, so I'm not sure whether Zaniolo has a knock or not, because he did come off against Arsenal. If not, Zaniolo plays for me. And then I'm going with Bailey on the right, McGinn supporting Watkins up top, McGinn dropping into that area there, making up that box midfield with Zaniolo, Tielemans, Luiz and McGinn. And then we're going to have Watkins up top, Bailey out wide, Diaby off the bench. We've got Rodgers on the bench. The reason why I'm thinking Zaniolo is because he was so good against Arsenal and he was able to hold the ball up for Aston Villa and be a little bit more physical. And I think Zaniolo away from home in that area, in that role, is going to help push Santos and keep Andre in those areas as well. So, and then that should allow Douglas Luiz to have a little bit more freedom in there. So we need a big game from Luiz. We need one of those games where he's popping off the ball for fun. His control's good. His possession's good. No silly fouls now. We've got to have learnt from these silly fouls with Luiz to stop just giving these little bit of loose fouls every now and again. But that's my team. That's my lineup. That's what I'm going with. And I think it's going to be a good game for Aston Villa. I think we're going to have too much for them. I think we're going to be too good. I think our game plan's going to be too good. And I think because we're able to control a game, but we're able to control a game in difficult environments. And I think for Lille, we're going to be too powerful for them. So that's how I see the game going. Really looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting. We are going to be doing the watch along as well. So everybody that is going to watch the game at home, tune into Up the Villa podcast. We'll be doing a live watch along. You can watch the game with me and then we'll probably do a reaction after that as well. So yeah, that's my predicted lineup. That's what I'm going with. I'd love to know what you guys are going for at home. And just comment your thoughts in the comment section down below. Your support recently as well, it's always great, but it's been through the roof at the minute on the channel. So I just want to say thank you for that as well. And hopefully you enjoy the content. If you've got this far, make sure you are smashing a like, subscribe to the channel. Up the Villa. See you on the watch along.